Model Test 3, Section A, Directions. In this section, you will hear 8 short conversations and 2 long conversations. At the end of each conversation, 1 or more questions will be asked about what was said. Both the conversation and the questions will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Then, mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 2 with a single line through the center. Number 11. This apple pie tastes terrible. I'm sorry, David. Let me get you something else to eat.
Well, it's not too bad, but you may have used too little sugar.
Question. Where does this conversation most probably take place?
Number 12. Mary, why isn't Jane teaching here this term?
She can't. She was fired.
Question. What happened to Jane? Number 13. Have you got your ID card from the office?
No. The place where we can get instant photos was closed when I got there.
Question. Why hasn't the woman gotten her ID card?
Number 14. Hey, Dan, I hear you're meeting Susan's parents for the first time.
Yeah, next weekend. Fortunately, her father loves to fish, so we will have something to talk about.
Question. What can be inferred about Dan?
Number 15. Did you graduate when your cousin did in 1995?
Yes, I finished school a year before she did.
Question. When did the woman graduate?
Number 16. Here's a $10 bill. Give me 2 tickets for tonight's show, please.
Sure. 2 tickets, and here's $1.40 change.
Question. How much does 1 ticket cost? Number 17. You seem very confident about the job interview, don't you?
Yes. I feel ready for it. I bought a good suit in the clothing store. I had my hair cut. I have studied almost everything about finance and economics.
Question. Where is the man probably going to work?
Number 18. Could you please explain the assignment for Monday, Miss Smith?
Certainly. Read the next chapter in your textbook and come to class to discuss what you have read.
Question. What is the probable relationship between the two persons?
Now, you'll hear 2 long conversations. Conversation 1.
Hi, Sherry.
Hello, Peter. How are you?
I'm fine. Where are you going?
Oh, I'm on my way home from work.
I didn't know you had a job.
Yeah, I work part-time at the supermarket.
What do you do there?
I work in the produce group, wrapping fresh fruit and vegetables and then putting them on shelves. Sometimes, when it really gets busy, I also work at the checkout counter. Have you got a job, Peter?
I do yard work for people. You know, cutting grass, pulling weeds, things like that.
I'd like doing that. It must be nice to work outdoors.
Sometimes it is, except when it rains, or snows, or gets too hot or too cold.
I guess every job has its shortcoming. There are times when I get pretty tired of carrying things around, but a job is a job. Got to earn some money for school.
Me too. College fees are high, aren't they? Well, I'd better get going. I've got to plant some trees for my neighbors this afternoon.
Well, don't work too hard. Take it easy.
You too. It was great seeing you, Shetty.
Questions 19 to 22 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Number 19. Where was Cherie going when Peter met her?
Number 20. What does Cherie do at the supermarket?
Number 21. What does Peter not like about his yard work?
Number 22. What is Peter going to do next?
Conversation 2. Where were you born?
America. I don't really know any more than that.
What's your birthday?
April 20th. A birthday I share with Hitler, Napoleon, Joey Lawrence, the Columbine anniversary, and Louis Jameson, who played Leela on Doctor Who.
I see. Okay, your middle name is A. What does the A stand for?
Amateur, or anonymous, maybe. It's a matter of indefinite articles.
What was your family life like?
The concept of family is hard for me to wrap my mind around. I was adopted into a relatively fragmented environment. A single mom, her husband died when I was in the second grade, and four younger children from Korea. They were also adopted, with a handful of behavioral problems here and there.
That was quite an environment for you to grow up.
It was difficult on my mom, but my brain had already shut down. I stopped paying attention on anything happening in my family. I stayed locked in my room for 16 years and never spoke to anyone. I just had my own interests. I didn't bother sharing.
You mean that you kind of locked yourself up as if none of your family existed?
More or less.
Questions 23 to 25 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Number 23. What do we know about the man?
Number 24. What was the man's family life like when he was a child?
Number 25. How long had the man not spoken to other family members? Section B. Directions. In this section, you will hear three short passages. At the end of each passage, you will hear some questions. Both the passage and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 2 with a single line through the center. Passage 1. Do you have a tough math test coming up? Then listen to some classical piano music just before the test. You might end up with a higher score. Researchers at a university in California conducted an experiment. They asked a group of college students to listen to some piano music by a famous 18th century composer before taking a math test. They were surprised to find that the students' scores jumped 8 to 9 points. The music seems to excite nerve activities in the brain, similar to the activity that occurs when a person is figuring out a math problem. However, the scientists warn that before you get too excited about applying this method to your math test, you should remember that brain exciting effects last only 10 to 15 minutes. Would rock music work as well as the piano music did? No, the scientists say. In fact, the less complex music might even interfere with the brain's reasoning ability. Questions 26 to 28 are based on the passage you've just heard.
Number 26. What is this passage mainly about?
Number 27. Why can classical music play a positive role in problem solving?
Number 28. What is one of the findings of the research? Passage 2. The difference between life in one country and another is quite often not so great as the differences between city life and village life in the same country. In an English village, everybody knows everybody else. They know what time you get up, what time you go to bed, and what you usually have for dinner. If you want any help, you will always get it and be glad to help anyone else in return. In a large city like London, there are many things to see and many places to go to. However, people often do not know each other well. It sometimes happens that you have never seen your next-door neighbor, don't know his name or anything about him. People living in London are often very lonely, particularly after work. This is because the people that they are with all day are scattered over large areas in the evenings and weekends. If you walk through the streets in the center of London on a Sunday, it is almost like an empty town. One is sorry for old people who do not live with their children and have no work to go to during the day.
Questions 29 to 31 are based on the passage you've just heard. Number 29. What is this article about?
Number 30. Which of the following is true?
Number 31. Which of the following is not mentioned? Passage 3. Every student of American history knows that George Washington, John Adams, and Thomas Jefferson were the first three presidents of the United States. But what else do they know about these interesting men? George Washington was a quiet man. He liked to hunt and fish. He liked to give parties, and he also liked to go to bed early. His parties always ended at 9 o'clock. After he was retired, he lived on his farm. John Adams was a bright and serious man. He liked to study law and history. After he retired, he returned to his home in Boston. He liked to write about politics. He wrote many famous letters to the next president, Thomas Jefferson. Thomas Jefferson was a very talented man. In the ways, he was like George Washington. He liked living on a farm, and he liked riding horses and hunting. He had other interests, too. He liked to play the violin, liked to sing, and liked speaking foreign languages. After he was retired, he returned to one of his other interests, designing the buildings for the University of Virginia. When you are studying history, remember that the people in the books are more than names. Don't be afraid to go to the library and find out more about their qualities. Questions 32 to 35 are based on the passage you've just heard.
Number 32. What is the main idea of this passage?
Number 33. According to the passage, what was George Washington most probably doing by 10 o'clock at night?
Number 34. What did John Adams like to study?
Number 35. How were Thomas Jefferson and George Washington alike? Section C. Directions. In this section, you will hear a passage three times. When the passage is read for the first time, you should listen carefully for its general idea. When the passage is read for the second time, you are required to fill in the blanks numbered from 36 to 43 with the exact words you have just heard. For blanks numbered from 44 to 46, you are required to fill in the missing information. For these blanks, you can either use the exact words you have just heard or write down the main points in your own words. Finally, when the passage is read for the third time, you should check what you have written.
Today, I want to help you with a study reading method known as SQ3R. The letters stand for five steps in the reading. Process: survey, question, read, review, recite. Each of the steps should be done carefully and in the order mentioned. In all study reading, a survey should be the first step. Survey means to look quickly. In study reading, you need to look quickly at titles, words in darker or larger print, words with capital letters, illustrations, and charts. Don't stop to read complete sentences. Just look at the important divisions of the materials. The second step is question. Try to form questions based on your survey. Use the question words who, what, when, where, why, and how. Now you are ready for the third step, read. You will be reading the titles and important words that you looked at in the survey. But this time you will read the examples and details as well. Sometimes it is useful to take notes while you read. I have had students who preferred to underline important points, and it seemed to be just as useful as note-taking. What you should do, whether you take notes or underline, is to read actively. Think about what you are reading as a series of ideas, not just a sequence of words. The fourth step is review. Remember the questions that you wrote down before you read the material. You should be able to answer them now. You will notice that some of the questions were treated in more detail in the reading. Concentrate on those. Also, review material that you did not consider in your questions. The last step is recite. Try to put the reading into your own words. Summarize it either in writing or orally. SQ3R. Survey, question, read, review, and recite.
Now this passage will be repeated.
Today, I want to help you with a study reading method known as SQ3R. The letters stand for 5 steps in the reading. Process, survey, question, read, review, recite. Each of the steps should be done carefully and in the order mentioned. In all study reading, a survey should be the first step. Survey means to look quickly. In study reading, you need to look quickly at titles, words in darker or larger print, words with capital letters, illustrations, and charts. Don't stop to read complete sentences. Just look at the important divisions of the materials. The second step is question. Try to form questions based on your survey. Use the question words who, what, when, where, why, and how. Now you are ready for the third step, read. You will be reading the titles and important words that you looked at in the survey. But this time, you will read the examples and details as well. Sometimes it is useful to take notes while you read. I have had students who preferred to underline important points, and it seemed to be just as useful as note-taking. What you should do, whether you take notes or underline, is to read actively. Think about what you are reading as a series of ideas, not just a sequence of words. The fourth step is review. Remember the questions that you wrote down before you read the material. You should be able to answer them now. You will notice that some of the questions were treated in more detail in the reading. Concentrate on those. Also, review material that you did not consider in your questions. The last step is recite. Try to put the reading into your own words. Summarize it either in writing or orally. SQ3R. Survey, question, read, review, and recite.
Now this passage will be repeated again.
Today, I want to help you with a study reading method known as SQ3R. The letters stand for 5 steps in the reading. Process, survey, question, read, review, recite. Each of the steps should be done carefully and in the order mentioned. In all study reading, a survey should be the first step. Survey means to look quickly. In study reading, you need to look quickly at titles, words in darker or larger print, words with capital letters, illustrations, and charts. Don't stop to read complete sentences. Just look at the important divisions of the materials. The second step is question. Try to form questions based on your survey. Use the question words who, what, when, where, why, and how. Now you are ready for the third step, read. You will be reading the titles and important words that you looked at in the survey. But this time you will read the examples and details as well. Sometimes it is useful to take notes while you read. I have had students who preferred to underline important points, and it seemed to be just as useful as note-taking. What you should do, whether you take notes or underline, is to read actively. Think about what you are reading as a series of ideas, not just a sequence of words. The fourth step is review. Remember the questions that you wrote down before you read the material. You should be able to answer them now. You will notice that some of the questions were treated in more detail in the reading. Concentrate on those. Also, review material that you did not consider in your questions. The last step is recite. Try to put the reading into your own words. Summarize it either in writing or orally. SQ3R. Survey, question, read, review, and recite.